What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
All right, Problematics, I decided to have a little talk back with some of you on the Facebook page, and it got spicy. You have a lot of thoughts about immigration, and is there a religious war coming to the United States? Very interesting thoughts that you all have, and we're going to get into it. This is Can't Cancel Rob Smith. Okay, so this is from Renee. Renee says, I am terrified about the invasion we are experiencing on our borders. Are they going to conquer us from within? That freak who thinks he's our president is guilty of treason. Okay, so I made a tweet last week on Twitter, and this is what I said, and it got a lot of traction on Twitter because these are my actual thoughts about what's going on in this border. Because at the very beginning, this is what I thought. I thought that Democrats are letting all of these people cross the border because obviously they want a new base of Democrat voters. I no longer believe that anymore. I do not think that that what this is about. What I think that the invasion that's going on at this border right now is about is it's about importing violent, liberal sympathizing foot troops. Foot soldiers for Democrats and for the left. I absolutely 100% believe this because it does not, there is no other explanation that makes sense. And to me, the explanation that they were importing new potential Democrat voters, that made sense at the very beginning. But when you see that, number one, you've got people coming into the country from the southern border from all kinds of places, okay? So you've got them coming in from Afghanistan. You've got them coming in from places across America that are, across the world that sympathize with terrorism against America, right? And so this is what's going on right now. And we're seeing these numbers. And these are only the numbers of people that we're getting that have actually been apprehended. Okay, by border security. So we've got upwards of, I think that the last number that I heard was 70 to 100,000 people a month that are flooding into this country ever since Joe Biden took over the presidency. Now, I do believe one thing. I do believe that Joe Biden is a puppet. Joe Biden is not running the show. He's being run by puppet masters behind the scenes. I think Obama has something to do with it. I think Susan Rice has something to do with it. I think Hillary Clinton has something to do with it. And I think that these people's long-term goal and their long-term agenda is not only to... So the women and children that they're bringing in, and, you know, they're shipping them to the cities, and they're giving them the WIC cards and the welfare and all that other stuff. Yeah, so these people are going to be Democrat voters, fine. But I also think that they're importing violent, military-aged men into this country for a reason. And they're doing this at the same time that our United States military is as weak as it has ever been, is as weak as I can remember it being through the course of my lifetime. So when you think about it, think about the fact that they have eliminated our military of its strongest, most pro-America people via the vaccine mandates. The strongest, most pro-American people in the military, like these are the infantrymen, the special forces, the special ops, the paratroopers, all of these people that do the real, real hard work in the military. These people were purged from the military by the vaccine mandates because these people said, no, I'm not doing this, gone. Now, what are they doing? They're wokeifying the military now. All of this stuff, and all of this stuff is happening under, like, before our very eyes, but it's also not being publicized because the media is going to push whatever they want for you to be obsessed with at the time. Last year was Ukraine. Now it's Israel-Palestine. Not that Israel-Palestine isn't bad, but honestly, this is what the media is force-feeding you right now. So the military has been wokeified, and the military has been being wokeified for the past 10 years with the DEI stuff, with all the lunatics that they have in these very powerful positions in the military. So the military has been de-wokeified, all right? So a lot of the people that are flooding into the military right now, and at the same time, the standards are being lessened. The physical fitness standards are being lessened. All of this stuff is happening in the military right now. So if you have a president, if God willing, we get a Republican president in 2024, 2028, or whatever, and I will tell you this, if there's not a Republican president in 2024, this country will be brought to its knees and it will be begging, begging, begging for a Republican president in 2028. So whether it's 2024 or 2028, the Republican position will be to enforce mass deportations. There is going to be no other option with the amount of illegals that have flooded into this country via the lack of border patrol. So now, if you have a president that is saying, we are going to activate our National Guard, and I'm telling you guys this, this will be a very standard position for a Republican to take it by 2028. I guarantee you, and especially if there is not a Republican elected president in 2024. So, if you have a Republican president that is basically saying that we need to have mass deportation, and we have a National Guard, a United States military that has been fundamentally weakened in so many different ways over, let's say, 2024 doesn't have for the Republicans by 2028. They've had 15 to 20 years to not only wokeify the military, but also to lessen the standards, to make the American military itself weak. Who's going to enforce mass deportations? Because if you have let violent criminals into this country, they are going to, like, you're talking city guerrilla warfare when it comes to mass deportations. And what the left wants these people to be is their violent foot soldiers, because the left is never going to advocate for mass deportations ever, ever, ever. And so these people that they're importing into the country right now, women and children, whatever, but I see a lot of violent military-aged men that are flooding into this country. There are a lot of people that are very dangerous cartel members that are flooding into this country. There are a lot of people that are running weapons and gangs and all of that stuff that are flooding into this country. And so when the left at the high level, they're going to say, well, we think that mass deportation is inhumane, et cetera, et cetera. who do you think is going to be fighting against the National Guard when the National Guard is activated to mass forcefully deport these people? It's going to be these violent criminals that are flooding into this country. What you have to understand about the left and these Democrats is that they know this. They know these things. And this, I'm not speaking crazy talk. I'm speaking chess. Republicans are always playing checkers. Republicans are so focused on what is right now, they're not focused on what is 10 years from now, which is why the left always wins. This is why these people win. And the left, absolutely, these Democrats that are in charge right now, absolutely 110% are aware of this plan. On the highest levels, this is their plan. And I think that this is what a lot of people don't realize. So yes, Renee, you should be very, 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 very worried about the millions of illegal immigrants that are flooding into this country right now. Because when this country gets to a point where there is going to have to be mass deportation of illegal immigrants, and I believe that we will get there. I do believe that. It's going to be very, very ugly. Very ugly. Think about a city like Michigan, Dearborn, Michigan, the only Muslim majority population in the entire country, which, by the way, the left did that on purpose. That's Ilhan Omar's district. Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib both come from Michigan. These are Muslim majority districts in Michigan. Now, what percentage of these people that are marching in Michigan right now, you can literally go to Twitter and see the video of hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands of people marching with Palestine flags in support of Hamas, in support of terrorism against Jewish people in Israel, in de facto terrorism against Jewish people here in America. This is what these people are advocating for. These are what these people are marching for. What percentage of those people do you think sympathize with radical Islamic terrorism against Americans? I think a bunch. And so what do you think is going to happen when the National Guard is activated in Michigan to forcefully mass deport people? It is literally going to be all-out war in the streets of this country when that happens. And it will happen. It will happen. It's not going to be in the big cities. Like, it's likely not going to be in the New Yorks and the LAs and the Miamis of the world. It's going to be in these little pockets. It's going to be in the Dearborn, Michigans. There's a journalist named Raheem Kassan who wrote a book called No-Go Zones. And this book is all about places in this country where you cannot go if you are not a Muslim. There are places in America that are actually operating under Sharia law right now. These are facts. The mainstream media and the left and the Democrats do not want you to know this. They do not want you to ask these questions, because in order to ask these questions and in order to think towards what this country is really going to look like in 10, 20, 30 years, if this goes unabated and unchecked, it's a problem for them, because that's their overall goal. And you have to understand the overall goal for Democrats on the left is communism, is socialism. That is their goal for this country, is communism and socialism. That is everything that they have done over the past 40 to 50 years has been leading them to the point in which America is getting to right now. All of this mass immigration, all of this indoctrination via the public school system and the universities, all of this stuff is leading them to their communist takeover. And what I believe, and taking this back to what we're talking about the border, about the illegal immigrants coming from Mexico, is that they see these illegal immigrants and all these people that are flooding in from Mexico and everywhere in the world, and even, you know, the Muslim people in Dearborn, Michigan, that are marching in support of Palestine. the left sees all of these people, okay, as their foot soldiers in what is likely to be some form of civil war. If there is a hard line Republican presidency that says not only no more to illegal immigration, but also we have to rid our country of the illegal immigrants that are already here. And when that moment happens, it is going to be ugly, ugly, ugly for America. And it will happen. I don't know that it will happen in the next 34. Like, I don't know, because this is what could happen. We could have a strong Republican come in and just stops immigration, closes the borders. Okay, done, done, done. Build the wall. Done, done, done. And then the next step is, what do we do with these people that are already here? We're getting to a point right now in this country with this illegal immigration issue. And if you've not read a book called Adios America by Ann Coulter, I highly, highly, highly recommend you read this book. Because this book lays out, and this book came out 10 years ago, and this book lays out the plan that the left has with all of this illegal immigration. The book lays it out perfectly. And every single thing that she has said in this book that came out in 2013 has proven to be true. I am not a crazy person. I am not a right-wing lunatic. I anticipate trends. And with a logical mind, this is where it's all trending. This is where it's all trending. It's very obvious to me that this is where this is all trending. All right, Problematics, I will have more for you after the break.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
This is a very interesting topic that I don't really talk about very much, but this is a comment from Renee, and I think this is very interesting. Renee says, I'm not a holy roller or Bible thumper, but read Revelations. This is not going to be World War III. This is going to be a religious war. So this is very interesting, because this is not the first time that I have heard this thought and this idea via social media. There are a lot of people that are saying this, and look, I consider myself a Christian. I believe in God. I go to church, all of that other stuff. I'm not necessarily an expert on the Bible, but there are a lot of people who have read the Bible who know what happens in the Bible, and there's a lot of people that say this, that the things that are happening in this world right now, that things seem to be coming to some kind of head, that what's going on right now is not political, it's a religious thing. Look at like Israel-Palestine right now, that's a religious thing, that's a religious battle, right? That's a religious battle between basically, you know, terrorist sympathizers who hate Jewish people, right? They're anti-Semitic. They hate Jewish people. What's going on right now, and even if you look at the far left right now and how they are beginning to operate in this country, and this is something that I have noticed that a lot of people, I don't think, have noticed. And what I've noticed is there's been this embrace of religious iconography from a lot of far left entertainers. Like, I did a video on here about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, when Lil Nas X, he did a video, Call Me By Your Name, which is being, like, the whole video is very satanic. And, you know, there's some people that's like, oh my God, they're just playing with you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, no, when you watch this video, this is actually satanic. Like, this is actually satanic. And he's in the entertainment industry. There are people that are pushing him to make this video with the satanic, these satanic visuals and this iconography and all this other stuff. And so that is his penance. And so as soon as he does that, then he'll be given the keys to the kingdom by the entertainment industry. And obviously he's millions of dollars and he's doing this and he's very famous and all of this other stuff. I truly believe that when you're in that industry and you get to that level, there are, you have to play penance. You have to pay penance to the Satanists and all that stuff. I truly believe that. I've talked to people who have been as deep as you can be in the entertainment industry and have gotten out, and they say things to this nature, that there's a lot of that Satanism. You look at Lady Gaga during the Born This Way era in 2011. Just look back to those videos and look back to some of the things that she was doing and how she was dressing and what she was saying and all that stuff, and think how satanic a lot of that visualization was during that era. That was right after she came out and popped. So Lady Gaga, you have to do this in order to ascend to the next levels, and look at where she's at. So this stuff is really all in front of us. Okay, so back to the original comment, when she says that this is a religious war. Oh, and this is what I was getting at when I was talking about pop culture and political figure, or pop culture and religious iconography and all that stuff. What I have now seen from the far left, particularly the far left, you know, LGBT rainbow mafia, whatever you want to call it, is I've seen a lot of these people start sort of coming for the church, right? There's a lot of these liberal, quote unquote, progressive churches that are now having drag queens giving sermons. I saw a photo of Lil Nas X from the MTV Awards, and he was holding a Bible in the photo. And so I'm starting to see a lot of this stuff right now. And I tweeted this a year and a half ago, about a year ago. And again, guys, because I anticipate trends, I somehow have this gift to kind of zoom out and see where things are going to be as opposed to where they are right now, because I keep my ear to the ground. This is why, like, when I first came out as conservative, there's nobody like me that had really done it before, because I knew that that was where everything was trending. And I know that right now, in terms of the political space, things are trending more towards aggressive independence and not so much I'm left, I'm right, whatever. But back to the religious war and all that stuff, the LGBT is now coming for the church. And so a lot of the culture war arguments that are going to be had, and you can take this to the bank, over the next 5 to 10 years, are going to be from these far left people who, by the way, the Rainbow Mafia and the LGBT and the far left and all that stuff, they hate Christianity. They hate Christians. They hate Christianity because in their minds, Christianity has told them that who they are is wrong and that they're going to hell. And so they rebel against that. They rebel in all notions of Christianity. But I think the powers that be in the Rainbow Mafia have said, no, you do not rebel against this. You infiltrate this. And the easiest way to infiltrate will be in these quote unquote progressive churches, the kinds of churches that will have the Pride flag or the BLM flag or the Ukraine flag or whatever the current thing of the moment is. And so now that is already happening. And so people that think that there's going to be some kind of religious war, I think that they are right on the money. And I think that after this election year, because here's the thing, at this point right now, for the next 18 months, everything is going to be about the election nonstop. It's going to be election, election, election. That is how political figures make their money. That is how these politicians make their money. They're trying to get, you know, they're trying to get access to power or whatever. That's how people like me in the media industry, this is how we make our money. So this next 15 months is going to be all about politics. Now, after the election in 2025, whichever way it goes, I personally do not believe that it's going to go for Republicans. I believe that Democrats are not only going to maintain the White House, I believe that they're also going to get the House and the Senate. So I think that in 2024, Democrats will have complete control over everything. This is what I believe. Because I do not believe that the RNC has the infrastructure to win. Hopefully I'll be proven wrong. But in 2025, when everything is said and done, and whoever is in DC is in DC, and whatever is happening there, blah, 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 when everything is said and done, and we get back to the culture war conversations, I guarantee you, in 2025 and beyond, you will start seeing a massive push from the Rainbow Mafia, from the LGBT, to try to infiltrate the church. And that is what I think. So. All right, that is going to be it for me today, Problematics. Thank you so much for joining. As always, you can download and subscribe to Can't Cancel Rob Smith on Apple Podcasts, iHeart Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Please, please, please go to the podcast page, rate, and leave a review. Thank you so much for listening.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.